Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chof Gimel. And we are 25 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Krichois Bershus HaRabim, Harei Elu Shalot. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzaru Vashiv. So moving along, in the very beginning of Perek Elu Metzia's, we're discussing the very first Mishnah, which lists a whole bunch of mitzios where the halacha is that finders, keepers, as opposed to being subject to the Shulchan Aruch of Hashavas Aveda. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah are krichos b'rishos harabim, which are sheaves of tefuah that are found in a rishos harabim. So if somebody is in a rishos harabim, and he finds krichos, bundles of tefuah, the halacha is harei elu shaloi, and the reason is, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because we assume that the owner of these krichos was miyayish. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabba commented on the Mishnah, and he said, va'afilu bedavar sheyesh bo simen. This halacha, that krichos b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi, is true, even if the krichos have a simen. Meaning, although ordinarily, if somebody loses something that has a simen, something that he will be able to use as an identifying mark for him to be able to claim this item, we assume he's not miyayish, thus the halacha is chayv lahachriz. In the case of krichos b'rishos harabim, the halacha will be harei elu shaloi, even if there was a simen. Alma kosav Rabba says the Gemara, it's obvious that Rabba must hold simen ha'asui lidares loy havi simen. That if somebody loses something, that something has a simen. However, the thing that he lost is something that it's very likely people are going to step on, people are going to trample on. That simen in halacha is not viewed as a simen. In other words, the reason a person is not miyayish when he loses something that has a simen is because in his mind, he's going to be able to claim the item from the finder via the simen. If, however, the simen is asu lidares, so in his mind, at some point, it's going to be trampled on, it's going to be ruined, thus, if he's going to ever come forth with the simen will be long gone. Therefore, he's miyayish. So Rabba must hold that if somebody loses something that has a simen, if the simen is asuli dares in halacha, loy havi simen, meaning that simen will not prevent him from being miyayish. He's miyayish, and that's why krichas b'shus harabim afilu b'davar sheyesh by simen harei elu shaloi. Rava Amar Rava argued, and he said loishanu that the mishnah that says krichas b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi is elu b'davar sheyesh by simen. Only if the krichas did not have a simen, avu b'davar sheyesh by simen chayv lahachris. If however these krichas had a simen, then the halacha would be chayv lahachris. Alma kasava Rava. So you see that Rava holds simen ha'asui lidares have a simen, that a simen even when it's asui lidares is a simen. Thus, if the krichos b'rishos harabim had a simen, just like in all cases where somebody loses something with a simen, we assume he's not miyayish. Krichos b'rishos harabim is no different, meaning the fact that it's in a rishos harabim and it's asu lidaris is neither here nor there, and it's for that reason the halacha is going to be that it's dafka where the krichos had no simen, that it's harei elu shaloi. In other words, machloikis Rabba and Rava, how to be moikim the Mishnah, krichos b'rishos harabim. According to Rabba, it's afilu b'davar sheyesh by simen. According to Rava, it's dafka b'davar sheyein by simen. What are they arguing? Whether simen asu lidares havi simen or loy havi simen. Rabba holds simen asu lidares loy havi simen. Therefore, krichos b'rishos harabim harei elu shaloi, even if there's a simen. Rava holds simen asu lidares havi simen. Therefore, the only time krichos b'rishos harabim harei elu shaloi is if there's no simen. Says the Gemara, v'ikad amasli lahosh maita ba'am be'nafsha. There were those that said over this machlokes Rabba and Rava, not as commenting on the Mishnah, but rather specifically with regards to this point, meaning simen asu l'dares. What's the halacha? Is it a simen or is it not a simen? Rabba amar le'avi simen. Rabba holds it's not a simen. For Rava ava havi simen. Rabba holds it is going to be a simen. Either way, depending on whether you prefer the first lishna or the second lishna, the machloikis Rabba and Rava is the same. Rabba holds simen asu l'dares. Why havi simen? Rava holds simen asu l'dares. Havi simen. It's a machloikis that's nogeya gans hilchoist elu metzios, and it's also a machloikis that's nogeya doikimta in the Mishnah. According to Rabbis, even if there is a simen, according to Rav, it's staff gift, there's no simen. Says the Gemara, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Krichos b'rishos harabim, harei elu shaloi. B'rishos hayochid, noitel umachris. Now, the first half of this, was taka our Mishnah. Elu metziyah shaloi, one of the examples is krichos bishus harabim. The second part, bishus hayachid noita lumachris, was not mentioned in our Mishnah. However, it's going to be mentioned in the second Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in Elu metziyah discusses elu metziyah shaloi, and the second Mishnah in Elu metziyah discusses the elu chayv lahachris. In the Mishnah of elu metziyah shaloi, you have krichos bishus harabim. In the Mishnah of elu chayv lahachris, you have krichos bishus hayachid. Our Gemara just lumped it together as if it would be one Mishnah. Bottom line, Kriches b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi b'shus hayachin noitel l'machar. Says the Gemara, hey chidam, what's going on? Ida lesbu simin, is it talking about where the Kriches had no simin b'shus hayachin my machris? How could the Mishnah say that Kriches b'shus hayachin chayv l'hachris? If there's no simin, what exactly are you going to be machris? You're being machris, so someone should come forward and claim the item. How's he going to claim it? He's going to have a simin. But if there's no simin, there's nothing to claim. El olav disbu simin. Must be from the fact that kriches b'shus hayachid is chayv l'hachris, that we're talking about kriches that has a simin. V'katani b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi. And still you see kriches b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi. Alma, what do you see from here? Simin asid lidares loy havi simin. Must be simin asid lidares is not a simin. Tiyufta de rava, for the second time in today's daf, you see tiyufta de rava, first time was really yesterday's daf, Yishaloi Midas was Tiyufta de Rava. But either way, you see from here, Luchuro Tiyufta de Rava. Meaning, although in the first part of the Mishnah, Krichos B'shus HaRabim, we can debate whether there is a simon, there's not a simon. The Gemara's Kasha is, look at the next Mishnah, which is really the safer of our Mishnah. Krichos B'shus HaYachid, for sure there's a simon, because if there's no simon, my machris. So if the Mishnayos here are talking about Krichos that have a simon, and still, Hare Elu Shaloi must be because that simon is not a real simon because it's also Ludaris, it's a right to Rabba, it's a tiuf to the Rabba. So, the Gemara, I'm the Rabba, Rabba's going to tell you, Lo'ilam, the last person. Lo'ilam, the Mishnayis are talking about with these Krichos did not have a simon. Udika, Amri, Bishos, Hayachid, my Machris. So, what was Yikasho? Krichos, Bishos, Hayachid, Chayv, Lachris, what are you being Machris? Says the Gemara, Machris, Mokoy. What you're going to be Machris is the Mokoy. Now, the way Rashi explains, Machris, Mokoy is the person is going to make an announcement, and he's going to say that I found a metziah in a certain place. I'm not telling you what it is. If you want it, come tell me what it is, and I'm going to give it to you. In other words, he's going to literally be machriz the makon. That's what the Ramkel's going to be. The Pashkevillan are going to say, b'makon ployni, I found an aveda. If you want to claim it, come and claim it. But the point is that la'olam we're talking about where there was no simon. I b'rishus hayochid my machriz. He's going to be machriz the makon. Says the Gemara, v'rabba amar. Rabba is going to tell you, makon loy havi simon. That makom is not a simon. Thus, b'rishus hayochid to be machriz makom is not an option. Bal korchach b'rishus hayochid chayv lahachris is the simon. If that's the case, you see the Mishnayos are talking about where there's a simon, and therefore you have to say that simon ha'asuli dares loy havi simon. Either way, the Gemara says that what emerges then from the machloikis Rabba in Rava is another machloikis between Rabba and Rava, and that is whether or not Mokim is a simon or Mokim is not a simon. And the Gemara says, in fact, we know that Rabba and Rava argued this point. The Itmar Mokim, Rabba Amar lo yavi simon. Rabba holds that Mokim is not a simon. For Rava Amar havi simon. Rava holds that Mokim is a simon. Bottom line, there's two mahalchim how to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kriches b'shus harabim harei elu shaloi. Kriches b'shus hayachid. Chayev lahachris. According to Rabba, we're talking about where the Krichos had a simon. Despite the fact that they had a simon, Krichos b'rishos harabim harei elu shaloi, and the reason is because it's a simon ha'asid lidares, a simon ha'asid lidares, loy havi simon. B'rishos hayachid, where it's a private domain, it's not asid lidares, over there it is a simon. And when you're going to be machris, what are you going to be machris? The simon, because we're talking about Krichos that have a simon. According to Rava, we're talking about Krichos that did not have a simon. It's for that reason, Krichos b'shus harabim, the halacha is harei elu shaloi. Because Rava holds, if the Krichos b'shus harabim had a simon, despite the fact that the simon is also the dares, the halacha would be chayav lahachris. The reason b'shus hayochid, the halacha is chayav lahachris, despite the fact that we're dealing with Krichos that don't have a simon, is because there's something to be machris. You know what you're going to be machris? You're going to be machris the makim. to say it in different words, what emerges from the beer of Rabbah and Rava respectively in the Mishnah is really two machloikis and that Rabbah and Rava debated. Number one, simen ha'asid lidareis havi simen or loy havi simen. Number two, makoim havi simen or loy havi simen. In both cases, Rabbah holds that loy havi simen. Simen asid lidareis loy havi simen. Makoim loy havi simen. In both cases, Rava holds havi simen. Rava holds simen ha'asid lidareis havi simen and makoim havi simen. Really, these two machlokes should have nothing to do with each other. Stating that, in Cheshbon, just the way the Pirish of the Mishnayos work out, they're actually very much related to each other. But the bottom line is, two big shailas as it relates to the laws of Eilu Metzias. A simen that's asu lidaris. Havi simen aloi havi simen, it's a machlokes abaye v'rova. Mokim, havi simen aloi havi simen, it too is a machlokes abaye v'rova. Zokti gemar, toshma. A brais, krichos b'shos harabim, harei eilu shaloi, b'shos hayochid, noite lo machres. So far, it's our Mishnah. V'ha alumois, if you have big bundles, so krichos are smaller bundles, alumois are going to be larger bundles. Bein b'shos harabim, bein b'shos hayochid, it doesn't matter if it was b'shos harabim or b'shos hayochid, noite lo machres, the aloch is going to be chayiv lahachres. Zokti gemar. How is Rabba going to learn this price? And how is Rabba going to learn this price? It says the Gemara, Rabba is going to learn this price of Lishitase. B'simen. We're talking about where the Krichois had a simen. V'Rabba Metaretz L'tamei. And Rabba is going to be Metaretz L'tamei. B'mokoyim. Where really there was no simen, but what you're going to be machriz in this price is the mok. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Mataritz L'tamei b'simen, Rabbi was Mataritz L'tamei b'simen, Krichos b'shus harabim, harei elu shaloi, the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. And despite the fact that there's a simen, you can keep it. Why? Because mishum de midrasa, being that it's in Rishus Rabbim, it's a simen asu lidaris, and Rabashit is a simen asu lidaris. Lo yavi simen. Brishus ayochin oitul machris. Brishus ayochin dalach is chayv lahachris. Why the loy midrasa? Because over there it's not asu lidaris. Therefore, it's a regular simen. That's not asu lidaris. That's obviously a simen. Though alumois, if you have very big bundles, then dalach is be mishus harabim, be mishus ayochin oitul machris. It doesn't matter if it's in Rishus Rabbim or if it's in Rishus ayochin. Either way, oitul machris. And the reason is because kivan digvia. Being that they're very big, these bundles, loy midrasa, no one's going to be able to step on it. And being that no one's going to be able to step on it, so that even in Rishus HaRabim, it's not a simen asu lidaris. Therefore, the halacha is, you're always going to be, noito l'machris, very posh. For Rav Mataris L'tamei, Rav is going to explain it, l'shitasai b'makim. Meaning, what are you being machris in this price? So you're being machris makim. How so? Krichas b'shus HaRabim, harei elu shaloi. Krichas b'shus HaRabim, the halacha is, harei elu shaloi. Why? Because we're talking about where there's no simen. Now, maybe you could be machriz the makim. You can't be machriz the makim. And the reason is, because being that it's in Rishus HaRabim, the menashtefa, it gets pushed around. And being that it gets pushed around, so the makim is completely insignificant. Because a person could have lost it here, and now it's going to end up somewhere else. Bershus HaYochid Chayv LaHachriz. Bershus HaYochid, even though there's no simen, Chayv LaHachriz, why? You're going to be machriz the makim. Doesn't it get kicked around? No, the loy menashtefa. And as it relates to the big bundles, bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayochid, noite l'machriz, it doesn't matter if you lost the b'shus harabim, if you lost the b'shus hayochid, either way you're going to be machriz it. And the reason is, kivan di yekiri loy menashtefa. Because being that they're big, therefore they're heavy, and because they're heavy, it's for that reason they aren't kicked around, and if they're not kicked around, so they're, even in Rishus HaRabim, the makim is a simen, and it's for that reason that the halacha is going to be that afilu b'rishus harabim, it's chayiv lahachris. So really, this braisa just added one knech that we didn't have in the Mishnah, meaning a lot of what the braisa said and what the Gemara said in its explanation of the braisa is just chazaras hashir of what we said in the earlier part of the daf, because the first part of the braisa was really verbatim the Mishnah. What was neschadish over here is alumois. Alumois, bein b'rishus harabim, bein b'rishus hayochid, the halacha is noitel umachris. According to Rabba, krichos b'shus harabim, the halach is harei elu shaloi. Why? B'davash niyesh by simen, because it's a simen ha'asu lidaris. Alumois is chayiv lahachris, because being that they're so big, you can't walk on them. Therefore, it's not a simen ha'asu lidaris. According to Rava, krichos b'shus harabim, harei elu shaloi, we're talking b'davash she'en by simen. So why is alumois different? The reason alumois is different is because by alumois, being that they're very heavy, not very tall. They're very heavy. They don't get pushed around. And being that they don't get pushed around, you could be machris the makim. In other words, the alumos b'shus harabim are like the krichos b'shus hayachid. Over there, you have the mailo of makim, and it's that you're going to be machris. Zok the gemara toshema. Kikorish shel nachtoim. The Mishnah says that kikorish shel nachtoim. These are loaves of bread that were prepared by a baker. Hare elu shaloi. The halach is hare elu shaloi. And the reason is because all the loaves of bread that were prepared by bakers were the same, and because they're the same, so if somebody loses it, he's miyash, because there's no simon he's ever going to have to be able to claim. It says the Gemara, ha, it's meduyik in the Mishnah, that shel balabayis, if the kikoris were not kikoris shel nachtan, but rather they were kikoris shel balabayis, chayv lahachris, the halacha would be chayv lahachris. So we're starting this Tashma with a dik. The Mishnah says, Kikorish al nachtoim areyel shaloi. Ha, let's be medayik. If it's Kikorish al balabayis, dalach is chayv lahachris. Rashi asks a very obvious question if you learned the next Mishnah and you peeked ahead. And that is, the Mishnah over there says, Mefurish. Ve'elu shechayv lahachris. One of them is Kikorish al balabayis. Afraid Rashi, ve'im toimar. You need to make a dik. Hosh al balabayis chayv lahachris. Why do you have to be medayik? It's really Mefurish in the next Mishnah. And Rashi says, Enochinami, but the Gemara wants to ask from the first Mishnah, and that's why we're asking from the first Mishnah. So although it's not Mefurish in the first Mishnah, but implied and inferred from the first Mishnah, it is, and therefore we're asking from the first Mishnah, regardless. Vosh state in the Mishnah, Kikorish al nachtoim harei elu shaloi, Kikorish al balabayis chayiv lahachris. Says the Gemara, Shabalabayis, my time, but what's the reason that you have to be machris? Kikorish of alabayis, it's given the ispu simin, because being that it has a simin, the media, dia, rifted the inish inishu, because people know that the bread of each person is unique, meaning the kikorish al nachtim all look the same, but the kikorish al balabayis, each balabusta has their knetch in terms of how it is that they make their breads. And if that's the case, the aloch is chayv lahachris. Now, the Gemara is medayik, it sounds like v'loishno reshus harabim, v'loishno reshus hayochen oito lemachris. This aloch of chayv lahachris is true, whether the kikorish al balabayis were in a reshus harabim or in a reshus hayochen, either way, what's the aloch? You have to be oito lemachris. What's the kasha? Alma simen asul ledaris havi simen. It must be simen asul ledaris is a simen. And if that's the case, tufta de rabba, checkmate, not on rova, tufta de rabba, meaning, ki korish of alabayis, talach is chayv lahachris, afilo b'shus harabim. That sounds like it. B'shus harabim, why? Because there's a simen? It's a simen asul ledaris. I thought of b'shus harabim, it's always a simen asul ledaris. So if it's a simen asul ledaris, so what's going on over here? It's a bishlam. According to Rav, a simen asul ledaris, have the simen, so it's very good. You're being machris. The person's not miyayish. But if simen asul ledaris is loy havi simen, so l'chayra shtelt sich the question, so why would the halacha be that chayiv lahachris, L'chura, it's a simen ha'asi lidares, says the Gemara, Amalacha, Rabbi's going to tell you, Hasam hainu taima, the reason over there, by kikarois, shel balabayis, the halach is yichayi v'hachris, it's mishum de'ein mavirin ala oichlin. Because we're talking about kikarois, not krichois. Kikarois, it's not the same thing. Krichois are bundles of wheat. Kikarois are loaves of bread. Oichlin are different, because it's a halacha ein mavirin ala oichlin. What does it mean? Ein mavirin ala oichlin? Rashi and Tosfos both say that what it means is that if you see oichlin, you have to pick up the food. So as soon as someone sees this food, he's immediately going to pick it up. And being that immediately this food is going to be picked up, it's never going to be trampled on. Because the first yid that's going to see the food is going to pick it up. So therefore, we don't look at it as simen asul lidaris. By krichos b'shus harabim, over there it's a simen asul lidaris. That's why we had the first part of the daf. But kikoros shel balabayis, b'shus harabim, are going to maintain the simen. What do you mean? It's in the public area. Everyone's going to be running all over it. The reason is because ein mavirin ala oichlin. And being that ein mavirin ala oichlin, so therefore it's going to maintain the simen, and therefore even aliba de rabba, it's not a simen asul lidaris. Just because it's in a reshus harabim doesn't by definition make it a simen asul lidaris. It's if it's in a reshus harabim, now people are going to trample on it. But being that people won't trample on it because they're going to immediately pick it up, so therefore the halacha is it's going to maintain its tip. But the Gemara says the ikar nachrim. What about nachrim? So it's true. The first yid that's going to see it, he's going to pick it up. Assuming he's a shayim etayra mitzvahs. But what about all the nachrim? What about people that are not shayim etayra mitzvahs? So the Gemara says nachrim chayshi l'kshafim. The nachrim, they were worried about kshafim. What does that mean? Rashi says that they're worried that if they see food lying around, could be somebody put it there l'shem kishuf, just to be machshel all the passerbys. And therefore, they Although Rashi says they're not going to pick it up, but they're not going to walk on it. I mean that they're not going to walk on it, it's vayt, they're not going to be a siman asli daris. So mitzad the yidin, it's not a siman asli daris because emavir na lo oichlin. And mitzad the nochrim, it's not a siman asli daris. And the reason is because although in Mavir and Allah Oichlin doesn't apply, they're not going to pick it up, but at the same time, to walk in it, they're not going to. Freit the Gemara, v'ikah behemu klavim. What about all the animals and the dogs? So the Gemara says, ba'asvul ishchichi behemu klavim. You have to say, this Braiso, our Mishnah, was talking about in a place where behemus and klavim are ishchichi, so you don't have to worry about them either. The bottom line is that we had a kasha ki koros, shabalabayis, b'shus harabim, chayv lahachris. Why is that not a classic textbook example of a simina osu lidares? The reason is because food, people do not trample on. Yidden don't trample on them because Eim Avir and Allah Oichlim. The Nachrim don't trample on it because they're worried about Kshafim. Rather, it just so happens that animals do. And for that already, you have to make a little bit of an Akimta. It's talking about an Astra, where at the very least, it's Loi Shchichi Behemu Klavim. Loi Shchichi meaning so that from the mindset of the Miyayish, he's not going to be Miyayish because he knows, yeah, Vadas and Machzicha Behema, Hint, Abalamaisa, it's not Shchiach. And because it's not Shchiach, this is not something that he's terribly worried about. Bottom line. So we have a machloikis between Rab and Rava. We have two, but one primary. The other sort of came about secondarily. The primary machloikis is simin ha'asui lidaris. According to Rab, loy havi simin. According to Rava, havi simin. Says the Gemara, lemik tanoi. It would seem at first glance that maybe this machloikis Rab and Rava is really a machloikis tanon. Where's this machloikis tanon? Our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda said, "Call davar sheyesh b'shinui chayv lahachris. Anytime somebody loses something, with aloch is elam tzir shaloi, to the extent that there's a shinui, there's something unusual about this thing, so then chayv lahachris. Meaning the shinui is a simin, and therefore the halacha is chayv lahachris. Ketzav, what's an example? So Rabbi Huda gave examples. Matzah eagle, if somebody finds a round shape, cake made of pressed figs, and there was a piece of earthenware that was inside of it, or kikar, somebody lost a loaf of bread, and there was money inside of it. The halach in both of those cases is that it's a shinui, and because it's a shinui, chayiv lahachris. Now the Gemara begins with a dig, and that is, who said this in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. Michlal, the Tanakam Masavar, Hare Elu Shalat. Even though it's not mefurish in the Mishnah that it's a machlaikis, but michlal, it's certainly implied that way. It seems that there's a machlaikis going on over here. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that when there's a shinui chayv lahachris, it sounds like according to the Tana Kamana. And the Gemara is avoida, really from here almost until the bottom of the Yomit is going to be, what is the sfaras a machlaikis? There's a machlaikis going on over here. What exactly is the machlaikis? So the Gemara makes an hanoch initially, and the purpose of this hanoch is to say what it wants to say is that maybe the machloikis is the machloikis Rab and Rav. Simen asli ledaris, havi simen loy havi simen. As we're going to see through the course of the daf, that this hanocha that the Gemara is going to make is as mehechatesi as it gets, and the Gemara is going to deflect the whole premise and say that I hear what you're saying, but it's certainly not muchach that that's what's going on in this Mishnah. So what's the hanocha? Number one, savrua de kuli almo simen abam mi'elav havi simen. Everyone is of the opinion that a simen that could come on its own is considered a simen. In other words, the Gemara is suggesting that maybe the only time a simen is when it's obvious that this simen is something that was there at the time that the person lost this item. If, however, the simen was bameyelov, so that the owner of the item, the person that lost it, may not even be aware of the simen, could be azatzar simen is not considered a simen. And just to be clear, what it means is that it could be a simen that's bamei elov, even if the person put the simen there is not considered a simen. Because what's the whole idea of a simen? I know I have a simen mela, I'm not miyayish. But to the extent that this simen could be, won't be perceived as a simen, so maybe I will be miyayish, because I don't think the person that finds it is going to necessarily think that I put it there to know to be machriz for me to come and claim it. But the bottom line is, there's mokum to say that a simen that's Bamei Elov is not a simen. But the Gemara says, Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva held that it's mistabed that everybody holds that a simen Bamei Elov havi simen. Additionally, Umavir na lo'ichl. Everybody holds Mavir na lo'ichl. That there's no aloch of a Mavir na lo'ichl. Although that's not true. There is aloch a Mavir na lo'ichl. But the Gemara says, Savrua now, this is a hanacha, that everybody holds Mavir na lo'ichl. Okay, says the Gemara, my laugh, what then is the machloikis here? The machloikis is Besimin ha'asui lidaris kamifgi. The machlokes must be whether simin ha'asui lidaris is considered a simin or not considered a simin. Marsav aloi havi simin u'marsav havi simin l'churo. The machlokes must be whether a simin ha'asui lidaris is a simin or is not a simin. In other words, you have over here a situation where the underlying simin is a simin. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes must be that being that everybody holds mavir and ala oichlin, so this is a simin that's going to be trampled on. So that must be the machlokes, whether simin or asur lidaris havi simin or lo havi simin. The Tanakhama that holds that it's not a simin, that the shinui doesn't change anything, must be of the opinion that simin or asur lidaris lo havi simin. So though it's true there is a simin, simin abom yelov, everybody holds as a simin. But being that mavir na lo oichlin, so it's a simin ha'asu lidares. If it's a simin ha'asu lidares, lo'avi simin. And Rabbi Yehuda that says that if there's a shinoi, it's going to be considered a simin. It's because he holds simin ha'asu lidares. Havi simin. In other words, it would seem that the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rava, where the simin asul yadar is havi simin, Allah yavi simin. But the Gemara says, Amr Hasid Mishmei de Rava. Rav Zid said in the name of Rava, I hear what you're saying, but he said it's not mukha, because he's all good. Dikas sover Tanakam, simin asul yadar is havi simin. If it's true that the Tanakam holds that simin asul yadar is havi simin, u'mavirin al ha'oichlin, and mavirin al ha'oichlin, right? That's what we're suggesting right now. We're suggesting that the Tanakhama holds that really simin abame elov is a simin. But being that mavirin al ha'oichlin, thus it's a simin ha'asulidares, and simin ha'asulidares lo yavi simin. But Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava, if that's true, then kikoresh no balabayas b'shosarabim amai machris. Why then is it that kikoresh no balabayas b'shosarabim the halach is you have to be machris? In the previous Gemara, the Gemara mutshed in light of the machloikis of simin ha'asulidares havi simin lo yavi simin. Why isn't it that kikoresh no balabayas b'shosarabim your machris? L'chura, isn't that an example of a simin ha'asulidares? And there were two suggestions. One suggestion was tufta de rabba, meaning simin ha'asulidares havi simin. Another suggestion was that really simin ha'asulidares loy havi simin, however, emavir na lo'ichlin. But one thing is clear from kikoros shobal abayis b'shosarabim, and that is you can't hold simin ha'asulidares loy havi simin and hold mavir na lo'ichlin. Because then how are you going to learn kikari shal ba'ala bayis b'shosarabi? If that's the case, so you can't tell me that pshat in the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is because he holds that simin ha'asur lidares lo yehavi simin and mavirin ala oichlin, because if that's the case, how are you going to learn kikari shal ba'ala bayis? So because of this kasha, Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava, and notice who's talking. Rava's talking. Everybody holds simin asulidaris havi simin. Rava v'tameh. Rava, whose shnit is that simin asulidaris havi simin? Mavirin aloichlin. And really, everybody holds mavirin aloichlin. So it's true that this simin is a simin asulidaris because mavirin aloichlin. And everybody owes simin asulidaris havi simin. So what then is the machlokes? The simin abame elov kamifligi. The machlokes over here is whether this simin is a simin in the first place. Meaning, al simin asulidaris, everybody holds simin asulidaris havi simin. The question over here is something else. The question is it bechlal a simin? What would be the reason it shouldn't be a simin? Because the simin is abame elov. And we said earlier, there's a makom to say that a simin abame elov is not a simin. The Tanakhama of Tanakhama holds simin abame elov le'avi simin. That a simin that's abame elov is not considered a simin. Rabbi Yehuda sub, Rabbi Yehuda holds havi simin. Rabbi Yehuda holds. It is a simin. Now, this is all good in Rava's world, and Rava's the one that's talking. Elo Amir Avzvid Mishmei de Rava, that everybody holds simin asul lidares havi simin. The shaila over here is whether it's a simin mitzad the fact that it was bamiel, meaning the fact that it's asul lidares, that's fine. Mavirin ala oichlin, it's asul lidares, that's neither here nor there. Everybody holds that that would be considered a simin. The issue here is simin abamiel. But how's Rava gonna learn? Right, Rava can't learn this mahalach because Rava holds that simin asulidaris lo yavi simin. At the very least, someone has to hold simin asulidaris lo yavi simin. He can't hold that everybody holds simin asulidaris havi simin. So the Gemara says, Rabba Amalcha, Rabba's going to tell you, tekula ami simin asulidaris lo yavi simin. Really, everybody holds that a simin asulidaris is not considered a simin. Ve'ein mavirin alo oichlin, and ein mavirin alo oichlin, which, by the way, has to be the case, like the Gemara proved a minute ago, because if you hold simin asulidaris lo yavi simin, You have to hold Eim Avir and Ala Eichlin to understand Ki Koresh of Balabayis B'Shus Arab and why the Allah is Chayv L'Hachris V'Hachal. So what then is the Machloikis over here? Again, B'Simin Abba Me'elov Komiflegi. The Machloikis is Simin Abba Me'elov. Tanakama Sovet. The Tanakama holds Le'Havi Simin. He holds that Simin Abba Me'elov is not considered a Simin. Rabbi Yehuda Sovet. Rabbi Yehuda holds Havi Simin, that it is a Simin. In other words, you could say that the Machloikis Rabbi and Rav over here is Simin Abba Me'el, is a Simin Asul Lidari, is Havi Simin or Loi Havi Simin. It would really presuppose a few Hanachis that are A, not Muchach, and B, the Gemara actually had an issue with. And really what emerges then is that if you want, you could learn that everybody holds Simin Asul Lidari is Havi Simin. If you want, you can learn that everybody holds Simin Asul Lidari is Loi Havi Simin. And notice in both Mahalchim of the Gemara, what ends up is that the machloikis would be simin abba me'elov, havi simin or loy havi simin. Really, where it differs is that in Rava, where everybody holds simin abba me'elov, havi simin, everybody holds mavir and ala eichlin, and in Rabba's world, where everybody holds simin asul lidaris loy havi simin, everybody holds e mavir and ala eichlin. But the bottom line is, there's no hechrich that the machloikis is simin asul lidaris havi simin or loy havi simin. It could be, what are they arguing about? To argue about Simin Abba Me'elov, whether that's a Simin or that's not a Simin. Says the Gemara, this is going to be fun. Ikeda Amri. There were those that had the aforementioned exchange, albeit in a different nusach. It sort of felt like this was coming. Snavrua, in the Ikeda Amri, the Hanachas play themselves a little bit differently. The Kuli Alma Simin Abba Me'elov Havi Simin. Everybody holds Simin Abba Me'elov Havi Simin. Again, this is the assumption of the Gemara. V'simin Asi L'dares Loi Havi Simin. And a Simin Asi L'dares is not a Simin. So again, Simin Abba Me'elov, that's not a problem. Simin Asi L'dares, here the Savrua is for sure not a Simin. Like Rabbi Shita, my love, if that's the case, so what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis must be B'mavir and Alo Eichon Kamivlegi. Whether or not this eagle and this kikar's simin, the shinoi, whether or not it's considered a simin asli daris, or it's not considered a simin asli daris. Meaning, the fact that it's bamielov, everybody holds, is not a problem. The fact that it's asli daris, yeah, it's an issue. So what then is the machloikis? Whether it is a simin that's asli daris or not. And what would that be, Talian? Whether mavirin ala oichlin, eh mavirin ala oichlin. So the savru was that that's the machloikis. The mar sava mavirin, u mar sava eh mavirin. If mavirin ala oichlin, so it's a simin asli daris, leavi simin, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda holds that eh mavirin ala oichlin. Thus, it's not a simin asli daris. If it's not a simin asli daris, it's going to be good. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rava. Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava, Isok, Daitach Sava Tanakama, simin asli daris, leavi simin. If you're going to tell me that Tanakama holds that simin asli daris is not a simin, umavirin al ha'oichlin. And he holds mavirin ala oichlin, right? That's the Gemara's savrua understanding of the Tanakama. The same kasha that we had in the first lishna, ki korish al balabayis, brishno sarabim amai machris. Why then is the halacha that you machris ki korish shal balabayis, brishno sarabim, l'chayra, if you hold mavirin ala oichlin, and simin osli doris le'avi simin, so brishno sarabim, what do you be machris? El om Rav Zid, Mishmei de Ravis, Rav Zid said in the name of Rav, the kuli amasavri, simin osli doris, havi simin. That really a simin osli doris is a simin. And again, it's Rav Zvid in the name of Rav, who holds that simin asli daris havi simin. Umavirin ala oichlin, everybody really holds mavirin ala oichlin, meaning it's simin asli daris is a simin, mavirin ala oichlin, meaning this is a simin asli daris. What then is the machloikis? V'achab a simin abam yelov kamifuki. The machloikis is, what's the halacha by a simin abba me'elov? The Tanakama sav a simin abba me'elov le'avi simin. Tanakama holds that a simin abba me'elov is not a simin. Rabbi Yehuda sav a simin that it is considered a simin. Again, the machloikis is not mavirin ala oichlin, but rather the machloikis is whether simin abba me'elov is a simin. The Rabba amalacha, Rabba can't learn this way, because again, Rabba shita is that simin asa lidaris le'avi simin. So he can't hold that everybody holds simin asa lidaris le'avi simin. So he's going to tell you, the kulam a simin asa lidaris le'avi simin. Really, everybody holds simin asa lidaris is not a simin. The ein mavirin ala oichlin. Why ein mavirin ala oichlin? He has to hold ein mavirin ala oichlin. Because if you hold simin asa lidaris le'avi simin, in order to understand ki korish of alabayis b'shus harabim, you have to hold that ein mavirin ala oichlin. So what's the machloikis over here? B'hachav a simin abba me'elov kamiflegi. The machloikis is, again, it's the same machloikis, simin abba me'elov. Tanakama sova simin abba me'elov le'avi simin. Tanakama holds it's not a simin. Rabbi Yehuda sava havi simin. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is a simin. So what's the difference between the first lishna and the second lishna? In the first lishna, the savrua was that the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah is Simon Asalidar is Havi Simon Olay Havi Simon. In the Ikud Amri, the Savrua of the Gemara is that the Machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Huda is whether Maviran ala Oichlin or a Maviran ala Oichlin. As it relates to the Dichoy, it was exactly the same. The Gemara was Doicha the Savrua for the same reason, because it's not going to stim with Kikorich of Balabayas, Bishos Arabim. And what the Gemara came out with was Rabbi Metaritz Latameh, Rabbi Metaritz. The machloikis is whether simen abam me'el of havi simen or loy havi simen. According to Rava, everyone's going to hold that simen asu ledar is havi simen mavir na loichlin. And the machloikis is simen abam me'el of havi simen or loy havi simen. According to Rabba, everyone's going to hold simen asu ledar is loy havi simen. The ein mavir na loichlin. And again, the machloikis is simen abam me'el of havi simen or loy havi simen. In other words, super high level, because we're not going to chaz with the cheshbon. But what happened here is that you have a machloikis in the Mishnah with regards to if somebody finds something where the halacha ordinarily is hari elu shaloi igulei devela, or you found kikari shal nachdom, but there was a shinoi, there was something funny about it, there was a cheres in the devela, there was money inside the kikar. Does that change anything, or does that not change anything? Rabbi Yehuda says mefurish in the Mishnah, yeah, now chayv lahachris. Michlau the Gemara said that the Tanakam is chaylik and holds that the halacha is hari elu shaloi. The question is, what exactly is the machloikis? And what emerged is a whole bunch of possibilities. It could be they're arguing simen asal lidar is it could be they're arguing simen abam me'el of avisimen loy avisimen. It could be they're arguing about mavir na loichlin, ey mavir na loichlin. Either way, all these different factors that would play themselves out in this shiloh, right? It's oichel, so we could talk about mavir na loichlin. It's simen abam me'el of. We could talk about simen abam me'el of. It's maybe asud lidareis. Mavir and Aloichlin. So therefore, it's maybe a Simen Asalidaris. These are all the different possibilities that the Gemara straddled in this discussion. Says the Gemara, a postscript. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derav. Rav Zvid said in the name of Rava. So we had a lot of Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derav, and he gives us the following klal. Klola Davidasa. Here's the klal of Aveda. Kiven the Amar Vayla L'chsar and Kiss. When a person says Vayla L'chsar and Kiss, Miyayish Lemina. You want to know what Yish is? These are the magic words. It's four lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph and Eilu Metzias. What is Yish when a person says Vay L'chsarin Kis? Vam Razid Mishmei De Rava. Rav Zvid also said in the name of Rava, Hilchasa. The halach is as follows, Krichas Bishos Arabim. If somebody finds Krichas Bishos Arabim, Harei Eilu Shaloi. That was the mission. Bishos HaYachid. If somebody finds Krichas Bishos HaYachid, so what did the Mishnah say? The Braisa is a little wordier. If you found the Krichas Derech Nefila, meaning it looks like they fell, Hare Elu Shaloi, the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. I Derech Hanacha. If it looks like it was placed there, Noitu Lumachris, the halacha is that you're Chayav Lahachris. Vizeh Vizeh, this is all true, Bedover Shneim Boy Simen, where there's no Simen. Meaning, where there's no Simen, then the halacha is that even krichos b'shus hayochid could be harei elu shaloi. Why? Because what would it be machris? The simen. But if we're talking about where there's no simen, then there's no simen. Stating that, if it's derech hanacha, then noitulu machris. And the reason you're noitulu machris, because you're machris makim. Who's talking? Amr Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Rava holds makim is a simen. So then you'll be machris the makim. So krichos b'shus hayochid. But the less space simen, it depends. If it's derech nefila, so then there's no simen, and there's no makim, so there's nothing to be machris. If, however, it's bederech hanacha, just because there's no simen, so that doesn't necessarily mean that the halacha is that it's going to be harei elu shaloi, because there you could be machris the makim. According to Rabbah that holds makim's not a simen, you won't be able to be machris there. But this is Rabbah talking. But either way, this is all where there's no simen. Ava b'dava sheyesh by simen. In the event that there's a simen, loy shna b'shul sarabim, loy shna b'shul sayachid, it doesn't matter if it's b'shul sarabim, b'shul sayachid, bein derech nefilo, bein derech hanacha, and it doesn't matter if it's derech nefilo or derech hanacha, the halacha is going to be chayiv lehachris. This is a little bit of a chiddush. Krichos b'shul sarabim, bein derech nefilo, bein derech hanacha, because it's a simen chayv lahachris, isn't it a simen ha'asu lidares? So the last Rashi on the Amid says that it is, but this is Rava l'shitasai. Rava holds simen ha'asu lidares havi simen, and because simen ha'asu lidares havi simen, so therefore the halacha is going to be chayv lahachris. So either way, really what we just did, we're going weiter now, but what we just did is, we really began the daf with a machoikis between Rabba and Rava as it relates to Simon Asa Ladar is Havi Simon, Loi Havi Simon, and the Gemara really just went from there and dragged along this machloikis. It's going to chap nafkamin is how you learn our Mishnah and a Braisa and another Braisa, and then the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama in our Mishnah, and a whole bunch of different permutations that even halachic nafkaminas that came about as it relates to Mavir and Allah Eichlin, as it relates to Makam Havi Simon, and it's really just taking the principle machloikis between Rabba and Rava, plugging it in to make sense of all these different Mishnayas and all these different Braises. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody finds strings of fish, the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. Again, the assumption is because the owner of this machroze shaldagen was miyayish. The reason it's miyayish is because he has no simon. What's he going to say? I found machroze shaldagen. A lot of people lose machroze shaldagen. There's nothing unique about it. And because there's nothing unique about it, so therefore, there's no way to be machroze, there's no way to claim it, and therefore the halacha is, harei elu shaldagen. Why? This string probably has a knot. Why can't the knot be the simon? What, everybody makes knots in the same way? You can hear there's some room for creativity and some individuality as it relates to the kesher. So why is the kesher not a simon? And for the Gemara Bekitra Tzayda, it's talking about that it was the knot of the fishermen. All the fishermen used the knot in the same way, and as a result, the knot's not going to be a simon. The kuliyama hachimikat. Everyone does this. Faith in will have a minion simon. Why don't we say that the amount of fish that are there, let that be a simon? So the Gemara says, "Beminyana the shav in the same tire." It's talking about with these strings. It was a certain amount come on each string. It was very typical. It was very common. As a result, there's no simon. But name Rav Sheshes, the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Sheshes the following question: Minyan havi simon, oyloi havi simon. In general, minyan. If somebody loses something, the thing that he loses is a typical thing. Everybody has it. Everybody loses. Everybody finds it. There's nothing unique, nothing so special about what this person lost. However, some people have more of it. Some people have less of it. If someone presents a simon, and the simon is the minion, the amount that he found, is that considered a simon? Is it not considered a simon? This is the question that was asked to the great Rav Sheshes. Amalahu, Rav Sheshes, who we know was a Sinai. So he was always Poshet Shailas, not from Svaras, he was Poshet Shailas from Mishnayas and Brises, right, throughout Shas. Bo Minemi Rav Sheshes, Amlu Rav Sheshes, Tinisuah. He told him, I have a raya from a Brise. Matzah, Klei Kesef, Klei Nechoshes. If somebody finds Kalim that I made of silver, Kalim that I made of copper, Gisterin Shel Ever, or if somebody finds broken pieces of lead, V'chol Kli Matchos, or if somebody finds a Kali that's made out of metal, Hareza Lo Yachzer, you don't have to return it. Ad sheyitein ois, unless the person can provide and present the simon, oy ad sheyichaven mishkaloisa, or the person can tell you how much it weighs. Meaning, you don't have to have a simon. Doesn't have to be anything special about the thing that was lost. If the person can come and he can tell you how much it weighs, that's going to be a simon. Says the Gemara, umid the mishkal have a simon. If weight is a simon, then mida, measurement, uminyan, and amount, not me have a simon. It makes sense that they should all be one and the same. Right? What's the tzad hashava between mishkal, mida, and minyan? There's nothing unique or different or special about the substance and the toichen of the thing. How much is it weigh? How big or small is it? How many? That's all sort of external to the essence of the thing. If mishkal is a simon, then it makes sense that mida and minyan should be as well, and that's where Rav Sheshes was poshet the ibaya from. The chaticha shel basar v'chulos. And the Mishnah said the chaticha shel basar is also something that if somebody finds, why is talacha that you're allowed to keep it? Have a mishkal simon. Why don't we say that the weight is a simon? We just said a second ago that mishkal is a simon. So if mishkal is a simon, why can't you say that the meat weigh kach v'kach and let that be your simon? So the Gemara says, but mishkal the shavin. It's talking about where all the pieces of meat that people would buy from butchers, let's say, all weigh the same. There's nothing special about your piece of meat versus my piece of meat, and as a result, that's not going to be a simon. Faith, think about it, to have a chaticha gufa simon. What about the actual cut of meat? Why is that not a simon? For example, oy de dafka, oy de atma. Let the person say, I lost the dafka, or I lost an atma. So an atma is the thigh of the animal. What's a dafka? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says it's the tzavar, it's the neck of the animal. Rashi says another pshat that he gives you the French word for flanken. So self-explanatory. But either way, let the person say that a pastrami, a flanken, right? Just say the cut of meat. Why is that not a simon? And the Gemara backs up the question. Miloi Tanya, didn't we learn in a braisa matzah chatichis dagin? If somebody finds pieces of fish, v'dag noshuch, or if somebody finds a fish that looks like was bitten into, chayv lahachris, you have to be machris, chavi yishol yayin, v'shal shem, v'shal tefu, v'shal groig, v'shal zeis. And if somebody finds barrels of either wine or oil or grain, or dried figs, or olives. In those cases, the halach is arei l'shalai. Now, we need the first part of this braisa, that if somebody finds pieces of fish, so what's the halacha? Chayiv lahachris. Now, what do you mean machris? What do you mean machris? Probably what you mean machris is it this fish? Is it that fish? So you see that the dafka or the atma is something, meaning the cut. Which part of the fish are you talking about? So why is the chaticha shal basar e'il shalai? But when it comes to chaticha shal dog, and there the halach is chayv lahachris. So the Gemara says, halcha b'maya skinon. This braisa that says that if you find chaticha shal dog, you should be machris, it's talking about b'de'ika simona b'paska. It's talking about where there was a simon. And the simon is that it was shaped in a funny way. Ki hadar rabba baravuna, like rabba baravuna, machtich le'a tlasa karnasa. When he would cut a fish, he would cut a fish into a triangle. Dekanami, if you need a picture, Rashi shows you a picture of the triangle. Says the Gemara, dekanami, a raya that supports this idea in terms of what we mean when we say that your machriz, the chaticha is dogim, is that your machriz the shape, because the beraisa juxtaposed. It says, if somebody finds chaticha is dogim, or if somebody finds a dag noshach. Now, it sounds like the two are similar to each other, meaning dumya the dag noshach. What's a dag noshach? It's a dag that someone bit into. Now, the bite makes the fish unique from a very, very pure simon perspective. It's the cut that's unique. So too, it's mistaber that the chatiches dogen is the same thing. Shema mina, this is a raya that's what's going on in this braisa, and if that's what's going on in this braisa, there's no shaykhis to our mishnah, meaning just be the braisa that says chatiches dogen is a simon is talking about where the fish itself was shaped or was cut, it was chopped in a certain unique way. In that instance, enochinami, it's going to be considered a simon. But simply to say that I lost the flanken or I lost the thigh of an animal, that in and of itself is nothing. And therefore, in our mishnah, it wasn't shaped in a funny way. If it wasn't shaped in a funny way, the halach is that chatiches baser, the halach is harei elu shaloi. We are going to stop here. So as it relates to raid, I think it's kedai to go back to yesterday's daf, which the topic, of course, was the machloikis between Abaye v'Rava, yish loy midas havi yish or loy havi yish. And the Gemara said that although throughout Shas, whenever there's a machloikis between Abaye v'Rava, hilchasa k'Rava, however, there are six exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them. Yish loy midas, the halacha is not like Rava, that Haviyish, but rather the halacha is like Abaya Haviyish. And the Gemara, in fact, gave a simen for the six times that the halacha is like Abaya, the Hilchasa Kavase de Abaya Biyal Kagam, and Ayin Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam famously argues, where Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, they lay out what exactly this acronym stands for, what are the six machloikis in Shas, where Hilchasa Kavase de Abaya. We've mentioned in the past that the Noida B'Yehuda, in his drushes, had a fascination with the Yal Kagam. In fact, if you look in the drushes in Deirish Letzion, these are drushes that the Noida B'Yehuda gave before he became Rav in Prague. He was Rav in Yampolo. So there were 3 years in a row. In Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Tav Kuf Yud Beis, and in Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, the Noida B'Yehuda darshened on the Yal Kagam. In fact, it was one long drasha that took the Noida B'Yehuda 3 years, three Shabbos Shuvas, that's when he gave these drashas, for him to give. He started it with a fascinating kasha. We actually mentioned this not so long ago, when we learned the last one of the Yal Kagams, which is the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, Eitzoimim L'Mafreya Hunifsal, which is in Perek Merupo. And the Noida B'Yehuda was bothered. He didn't understand the Seder of the Yal Kagam. Yal Kagam, Yud is Yishalay Midas, Ayin is Eitzayim L'mafreya, Lamed is Lechi Ameyelov, and he said, L'chayr, it's out of order. He would have thought that the way Yal Kagam should have been presented, the acronym, is based on the Seder of Shas. So you have Zro, Moyed, etc., and go through the six machloikas in between Abaye v'Rava, and that's how the simon should have been. And really, it's not in order. And he says that, we know there's a machloikas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the Seder is. According to Rashi, it's one way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's another way. But either way, Bein l'Rashi, Bein l'Rabbeinu Tam, this is Shaloika Seder. The way he says it is, that according to Rashi, Vayuroi Elioi Sidron, Lagak Ayam. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it should have been Kiga Yama. Sounds funny to us. Yal Kagam sounds perfectly normal, right? But that's because we've heard about Yal Kagam since we're in fifth grade. But really, it's Shaloi Kaseder. Safrek Denoy de Behuda. This is the way he started Tof Kuf Yud Aleph in Yampala. And he says, I don't understand why it's Yal Kagam. It should have been in a different order. And he went on to say something that's so brilliant. At the time that we spoke this out, we were Ma'ir. It's not clear who was sitting in the audience that was able to hulk up and follow the Denoy de Behuda's Cheshbainus. It's mind-bogglingly Mefulfuldig and Harithistig. It's very, 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 very hard. But the Yehuda made a cheshbon and he said that the truth is, the reason we paskin like Abayan over Rava in the six Yalkagams, it's because once you paskin like the first, you have to paskin like the second. And when you paskin like the second, you have no choice but to paskin like the third. And when you paskin like the third, you're mukhrich to paskin like the fourth. And he says that's why it was presented in this order, because one begets the other. Meaning it all starts, hilchas kavasi da abaye bi yishloi midas. And once we paskin like abaye bi yishloi midas, now you have no choice. You're forced to paskin like abaye yizoyim l'mafreyu nifsal. And when you hold the yizoyim l'mafreyu nifsal, you have no choice but to hold like abaye and lechi yoyim mi'elot. One leads to the other. And he says that's why if you go through the six yalkagams, only twice does it say tuf to the rava. Because only two of them was there really a checkmate kash on rava. The other four there weren't. And if that's the case, it begs the question, why did Chazal say hilchas kavasei d'abaye? Bishloim yishloi midas was tuf to the rava tuf to. I understand why we paskin like Abaye, but all the other ones it didn't. He says the Teretz is it's all included in the simon of the Yalkagam. But either way, it's Yodua. The Yodid Dover know that the Noida Behuda had a fascination with the Yalkagam. One of the places that the Noida Behuda darshened about the Yalkagam was in the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. It's printed in the new drashas from the Noida Behuda, formerly in the Drushe Atzlach. In the new drashas it's Drush Lamed Hey. In the old drashas it's Drush Chaf Dalet. This drasha was already given in Prague. And in this drasha, the Noida Behuda wasn't saying pilpul. The Noida Behuda was already giving mussar. And he starts off, he says, Lo ya medrash hua ikir ela hamaisa. He says, I know that it's gishmak to get up maybe and give a drasha and say a pilpul. But let's be honest. Lo ya medrash hua ikir ela hamaisa. And he started off giving very, very varma mussar. He said like this. He says, we know the first Mishnah Masechtas Yuma says, Shivas yomim koidim yom ha-kipurim mafrishin koin gadol that the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, he would leave his house and he would be secluded in Lishkas Parhedrin. Said the Noida Behuda, what was the purpose of him being in Lishkas Parhedrin for those 7 days? He says it's Yedua. It says in the Sfarim HaKdoshim that during the week of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, a person has the ability to be Mesaken all that virus that he did the whole year. So on Sunday of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he could be Mesaken all the Averis that he did on all the Sundays the whole year. On Monday, he could be Mesaken all the Monday. On Tuesdays, he could be Mesaken all the Tuesdays. V'cheheno. Every single day, he has the ability to be Mesaken all the Averis that he did on that year. I went to Chassan Sofer. I remember every year Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they used to tell us that now it's Sunday, you can be Mesaken all the Sundays. Monday, you can be Mesaken all the Mondays. Right? This is standard in the Chassidish Welt that in the last day of the year or the first day, week of the year, that Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have the ability to go ahead and be Mesaken and make up for all the different gams that a person did during those days. That means it comes from the Arizal. But Al-Koponim, Snedenoi de Behuda, that was the Inyan of Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim. That for 7 days now, the Kohen Gadol has to go. Sunday has to be Mesakin on Sundays. Mondays. And only then is he going to be royally Konis Lefnai V'Lefnim. So he started off his Joshua and he said like this. He said that this year, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos, which means we have a full year, right? Rosh Hashanah Shcholias B'Shabbos. But it means we have a full week to go ahead now and be Nesoirer on Shabbos Shnuva and start working and walking away with Nesoiris so that on Sunday you'll be Mesakin all the Sundays. Monday all the month. This is the Noida Behuda talking, right? The Noida Behuda who wrote the Tshuva about L'Shem Yichud. This is the Noida Behuda who's quoting Dari and quoting really this is Chassidus 101 that during the week of Aseres Yimei Tshuva you have the ability to be Mesakin all that Averis that you did during all the days of that specific day during the year. And this is how we start. He said, Baruch Hashem, we're going to have a full week until Rosh Hashanah, and like this we'll be able to be Mesakin all the different Averis that we did. And then he said that the emes is that, you know, I feel like every year we get up and we ma'ir the oilam to do tshuva, and the oilam doesn't do tshuva. And he said, Shafti v'hisboinanti. I sat down and I was misboining, why is it that the oilam doesn't do tshuva? And he said, I realized there's six reasons. And he said, these six reasons, I think we could give a simen ladava for. And the simen is Yalkiga. And he says that for those that know, I've already darshan in the past on Yal Kagan, but those drushes, he says, that I gave, those were pilpulim. Avaloya medrashua ikir ela maisa. He said, this is the drusha I want you to hear. And he says, there's six reasons that people don't do tshuva, and it's really merumis in the Yal Kagan. And he goes through each one of them, starting with the first. And that is, he says, the number one reason, the primary reason that people don't do tshuva is because they give up hope. It's because they have yish. And they feel that, I've tried, I do so many averes, yeah, I'll be good for a little bit, but lemaisa it's not going to stick. And who am I to do? Yeah, the other guy could, but the averes and the pekel that I have, I'm not shaykh to it. Snedenoy de Yehuda. The answer to that person is, yish. The reason you're being miyayish is shaloi midas. Is because you don't understand the power of tshuva. Because if you would understand that ein locha dover ha'oimei b'fnei ha'tshuva loy ha'yisa misyayish, you would never be miyayish. So the first thing we tell the guy who doesn't want to do tshuva is that I know, I see it, I feel it. Your energy is that you already gave up. But zos visin, yish and shaloi midas. This is the first thing that we go ahead and we tell this person. And then he went on to talk about this inyan of how a yid can never be miyayish. And he says things that if I would have told you that the mechaber is the Noida Behuda, maybe you would have attributed it to somebody else. But this is what's going on in this drasha from the Noida Behuda. Incidentally, this is not really our inyan, but the end of this drasha, so the Noida Behuda tells the Olam that, you know, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Aseres Yom Teshuva falls out right before Sukkot. And he says it's not a coincidence that it falls out before Sukkot, because what's Sukkot? Sukkot is we sit b'tzila de mehemnusa, and we go tachas kanfei Yashchina. We're like the Kohen Gadol, who's going lefnai v'lefnim. And the Kohen Gadol, before he went lefnai v'lefnim, shivas yomim koidim yom ha'kiburim ha'frishit Kohen Gadol mibetzai l'lishkas parajin. So we need our precious. And our precious is our aseres yimei tshuva. And therefore, we do tshuva before we come to Sukkot. Because how are you going to enter the lefnai v'lefnim, the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without first doing tshuva? And then he said something else that I thought was very interesting. He said that when we're going to sit in the sukkah now for 7 days, we're not going to be alone. We're going to have guests. We're going to have a shpizin. And Avraham Avinu is going to be with us. And Yitzchak, again, this is the Noid Behuda talking, who wrote a famous tshuva, right? You might have heard about it, about L'shem Yichud. And he's being Tavei the Olam. You're going to be sitting with the shpizin. It's unbelievable. And he says, how can you sit together with the shpizin if you're going to be in a state of tumma and you're not going to be B'Kdusha V'Tahayra? See, it was Ma'ir the Olam that you have to do tshuva. Six reasons. And the first reason is Yishalay Midas. You know, when we started the Masechta on Daf Beis, so we spoke out, Amish Dvorim Malhiven from Rab Tzadik in the Sefer Dimrei Sofer, where Rab Tzadik says, Ein liYehudi lehisya'ish mishum davar. A yid can never be miyayish. Bein binyane aguf, bein binyane hanefesh. A person should never give up. Ki ein yiyush klal eitzel ish Yehudi. V'Hashem yisbaruch yachal az b'cholin. The Eibush is always bekayach. The Eibush can always save a person. And there's really no makim for yiyush by a yid. And then Reb Tzadik went on to say that if you think about it, the whole binyan of the Ummah HaYisraelis, it came about la'achar hayiyush hagomer. Avram v'Sara. He says, when Sara Imenu heard that she was going to have a child, she laughed. This is Sara who's a tzadekis. Sara that's in Avia. Sara who believed. But at the same time, she was so miyuyish, and she had so many good chishbainas, why it couldn't have been possible, that when she heard, her reaction was, she literally laughed. Because she had given up hope. But when did Sorry, get the Yeshua? It was Dafka after she gave up hope. That's when she was Zoychat Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. And says, Rav Tzadik, this is literally a binyan av for Klal Yisrael to understand that a yid should never be miyayish. And faket, when the person feels the most miyuyish, that's when he's supposed to deher. That's when he's supposed to understand that faket, the Eibush is going to come and the Eibush is going to bail him out. And he says, that's what Yishaya Hanavi meant when Yishaya Hanavi said, Habitu al Avram Avichem, Val Sorot Techelalchem. What was Yishaya Novi saying? He was saying that if a yid ever feels like he wants to give up, he should remember Avram and Sarah. When they were miyuyish, that's dafka when the Yeshua came. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadik Zayin, Amad Aleph, Eim Ben David Ba Ache Yisya'ashu Menah Geula. That the Geula is going to come dafka after yid is miyuyish. And we shtel the tzu, we said over Torah from Moshe Grun, we shtel the tzu to Blazah Godel, and Eliezer is the Gematrish in Yudches, and that's the Gematrish in Yiyush. Rabbi Tzadik said that's Pshat in the Gemara in Lulav HaGozla. Yisafta Tvarim Neflon. But the point that Rav Tzadik's making, the mussar that Rav Tzadik is saying, is that a yid should never be miyayish. And the reason is, because when a person is miyayish, it's dafke then, when he's the most prone for the gula to come. The hesber in Reb Tzadik, I think, is very, very poshut. As long as a person feels that there's hope, as long as a person feels that there's someone to talk to, there's somebody to go to, there's a certain ishtadlus that he can make, so as much as he's b'teich b'kadosh baruch hu, but the betochen is not going to be 100%. Because there's still a level, there's an element of al tiftachu b'nedivin. It's tafka when a person's meyuyish. When a person gives up, when a person says, I literally uncovered every stone, I made every phone call, I tried, I literally went from one side of the world to the other, and there's no hope. When a person comes to that point, if he's a maimon, the hakara that he's going to have is that the only person that can help me is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Reb Tzadik is saying is that the yid shouldn't be miyayish. You know why? Because when you take a feel miyayish, that's tough. The matzav of yiyush is going to bring the geula. Yiyush, in a counterintuitive way, leads to the greatest petachin in the world. Because when you give up and you realize there's no ishtadlus you can make anymore, snafakert, it's tafke at that time that you're going to come to the matzav, you're going to come to that karuv, you know what, the Eibush is the only one that can help me. And when a person comes to that, that's a tremendous skula. It's a tremendous skula for that person taket to be helped. Truth is, Chayvus Havavah says it right in the beginning of Shara B'tochen. Literally, it's Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in Chayvus Havavah Shara B'tochen. He talks about this inyan. He says that a person that's B'teach B'zulasai, that's his Lashon. See, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Hashem says, no problem. You're being some, you're B'tochen B'zulasai, let Zulasai help you. And if Zulasai can help you, I'll help you. And if you can't, I'm sorry. I'll try better next time. But the Eibishne says, however, if you're going to take your B'tochen and you're going to place it by me, then I'm going to take care of you. And David says, a call Yachal. Hashem can take care of everything. When a person is miyuyish, at that point, there's no one else to be some his betachin in either than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the biggest skula. That's Ein Yisrael, Nigolin, Elokish, and Yashu. When Klal Yisrael is going to chop, it's not this president, it's not this political party, it's not this, it's not that. When the Yidden are going to come to a hakara that the only person that can help the Jew in Golus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ben David Ba. That's when Mashiach is going to come. But as long as we're connecting that, oh, this is good, it's Mamish Bash, that on the one hand leads to Betachin, but it's a misplaced Betachin. Because the real Betachin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that can help us. When we're not Beiteach Bezulasai, that's the biggest skula for ultimately for there to be a Yeshua. There's a medrash in Esther Rabbah. It's a medrash nifla if you've never heard it. It's in Parsha Zayin. And the medrash says as follows. The pasuk says, Umardcha yada eskol asher nasa vayikra mardcha yas begadim. Mardcha knew everything that was going on. And because he knew everything that was going on, he tore his begadim. He realized that the yidden were in an eis sara. The background to this, of course, is there was a gzeira, Haman, Achashverosh, Lahashmid, Laharigu, La'abed, and it was terrible. There was a final solution that was going to be executed by the most powerful king in the world. And Mordechai knew this, and because he knew this, he understood it, he deheard it, and Mordechai said, Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva. We have to come to a hadar kabluah, because otherwise, this is going to play itself out, says the Medrash. But what does it really mean in Mordechai Yada? It sounds like Mordechai maybe had some inside information, maybe he knew something that other people didn't know. So the Medrash is too long to go through in its entirety, but there's certain excerpts that we should have to go through. So the context over here is that the Satan comes, and he's mekachuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yidin were just nenem, misudasa shel Achashverosh, and they're bowing down to the Tzelem, and they're not behaving the way that they're supposed to behave. Miyad amat Satan, v'hilshin aleyam lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'amal lefano, ribayrish shel oylam, admasai tidbak pa'umazu. How long are you going to cleave to this nation? Shei mafrishin levavam v'emunasam imcha, that all they're doing is they're being perished from you. Im ritzoyncha abeit umazu min oylam, ki einam ban b'tshuva lefanech. They're not doing tshuva, they're lost. There's no hope with these Jews. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zah HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Torah mateyola. I created this world for Klal Yisrael to learn and to observe the mitzvahs in the Torah. If I'm going to wipe out the Jews, what's going to be with the Torah? I'm a lefon, everybody, nishalaylam. To stop big bel yoinim. This Torah in Shemayim. And let the Torah in Shemayim be the Torah. Says the Medrash, v'gam hishva daitoy limchay, says Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came around. Ba'isa sha'amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama li uma. She'bishvila hirbeisi ha'isoysai umoifsai l'chala kamim aleim l'ra. This is a nation that I've done so much for. What do I need them for? Miyad amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'satam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the satam. And he says, Havali Megillah. Bring me a scroll. Ve'echtoi v'alei ha'kloya. And I'm going to write in my own handwriting on this scroll that it's time to wipe out the Jews. But the Satan came. He brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu Megillah. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote on it Kloya. Miyat. Yatzasat Torah Bebigda Almanos. The Torah came out wearing the clothing of a widow. V'nosna koyla b'tchil l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she began to cry l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam malachi asharis tzaku l'kol b'chiyasa. And the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that the Cham and the Levana heard what had happened, and they came out, and they started crying. But it didn't help. It didn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already written b'ksav yodoi kloya, and that meant it was going to be over. At that point, Eliyahu Navi heard what was going on, and he ran to the office. He goes to Maris HaMachpelah. The eats from Moshe ben Amram, and he went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he told him, Admasai avay so'ilam redumim b'sheino. He says, Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, you're sleeping? How could you be sleeping? V'yatem mashkichem ala tzara shebneichem shruim bo. Don't you know about the tzara that Klal Yisrael's in? Ki malachi ashores v'chamo. You know what's going on in Shemayim, in the celestial beings? Everybody's crying. It's an incredible Esar. And you're doing nothing. So Avram Tzriyaka heard this. They said, what happened? It's because they were nenu misudas l'achashverish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that we're going to wipe out the Jews. Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov all said, if this is what they did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already, he already signed off on this edict, this is nothing for us to do. We can't do anything. This is interesting. Juxtapose this with the Gemara in Shabbos, where Avram and Yaakov say, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. But Yitzchak, here even Yitzchak, Amrulay Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. All three of the others, they all say, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Eliyahu Navi didn't want to do. So he goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, "I roya neman. You dachter roya neman. Kam upon him amadata ala peretz liyisrael." How many times were you in a situation like this? The chete egel, the meraglim, ubitalta gzeirosam lebilti hashchis. Shenema lule Moshe b'chiroy amad b'peretz lefonav lahoshav chamasa mehashchis. Nu, ma tana ala tzara azois. What are you going to do about this, sir? I'm a lawyer. Some Moshe Rabbeinu tells Eliyahu Navi, tell me, klum yesh adam kasha b'isa adar? Is there an adam kasha in this generation? Is there anyone in this generation that you think is shayach to understanding was tutzachta? And maybe he can make a difference. He can get the yidden, he can be ma'ur them to tshuva. I'm a lawyer, yesh. Ushmoy ma'atchai. There's one man. And his name is Amaloi. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Eliyahu Hanavi, Lech v'hoidiyoi, go tell Mordechai what's going on. You tell him that Shemayim v'oretz and the Koychovim and the Mazolois and the Cham and the Levon and the Malachi Asharis are all b'merer and the Bebechi and they're all crying. You go tell him that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov already wrote you off. You tell him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel already said, Kloye, Chtaft, I don't need you anymore. Go let him know. Maybe he'll pile from there and I'll pile from here and Efches Sezamin will be able to be pile of Geula. Zok the Medrash, Hadol d'chsev, u'mordchai yodas, kol ha-shanase. Vayikra Mordechai es begot. That's what Mordechai knew. Mordechai knew, Eliyahu Navi told him. He was a shliach from Moshe Rabbeinu. To have him notified, let him know what's going on. Because if Mordechai knows, if there's one person, was v'ashteit aninyin, and maybe he can make a difference, leich v'hoidia, go ahead and tell him, and maybe there's going to be a difference. This Medrash, if you think about it for a minute, is a pellet. And I think the pelvic part of this medrash is what always got me, is the reaction of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. How do you understand it? Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov are zedes. V'zoyche chaz de'yofos. And Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, it sounds like they mamish, they said, listen, this is the way it is, I'm not budging. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Raya Neman, go be Ma'ir Mordechai. But it always bothered me, this medrash. Avram Yitzchak, even the Gemara in Seif Shabbos, where Avram Avinu said, nah, I'm not going to help. Yak Yitzchak, we always say over the Vart, that incredible Torah from the Klois of Rebbe, the Riyatsev. But Pashup Shah, what's going on over here? It's something I think it's just so hard to understand. So I was thinking that I saw in the Sefer Mishnah Socher from Yisachar Shloim Teichdal, Hashem Yim Kum Damai. So this is in the Chelek HaMayadim, and it's on Purim. He brings a Maisa from the Kajan Samagin. He said there was once a woman that came to the Kajan Samagin, and she told the Magid that, you know, I've been late on rent payments with my landlord, the Puritz, And the landlord had been threatening me that if I don't make payments by a certain time, he's going to evict me from my property. He threw me out of my property, and me and my husband and my children. We're mamish, we're homeless now. We're living b'chay sekar. Rebbe, I need Yeshua. I need you to do something for me. So the Rebbe said, how much money do you owe? He said, it's a mashunadig amount of money. Since all I have is 50 ruble, that's all I have to my name. I pasha don't know what to do. I need an eitzah. So the Rebbe said, you need an eitzah, you have to give a pidyon, and I'll give you a bracha. So she took a ruble, and she put it down by the Rebbe, and she said, here's the pidyon, and give me a bracha. He says, a ruble? I'm going to give you a pidyon for a ruble? You need a zasar Yeshua, a pidyon like this, you're going to have to give me more. He said, how much do you want me to give? He thought, he said, 50 ruble. He said, 50 ruble? I just told the Rebbe, that's all I have is 50 ruble. If I give you the 50 ruble, I posh don't have food for bread tomorrow morning. How can I give you 50 ruble? He said, I'll give you 10 ruble. He said, 10 ruble's not enough. He says, I have 50 ruble. He said, I'll meet you halfway. Finifin's wants a ruble. He said, Herzichzi, you give me 50 ruble, come and boil on Yeshia. But on 50 ruble, you don't give me 50 ruble, there's nothing I can do. And she's sitting and she's thinking and she posh doesn't know what to do. And finally she got up and she says, no, ich hab gemeint, as the Rebbe can boil on Yeshia. Ich seh schon mit der Rebbe gleich nicht boilen. I'm going to go dive into the Eibisch, then maybe the Eibisch is going to give me Yeshia. As soon as she said that, the Rebbe said, everything is going to be okay. The Rebbe understood, said Rav Teichtal, that as long as this woman thought that her Yeshua was going to come from the Rebbe, then it was a chsar in betachin. And if there's a chsar in betachin, then the Yeshua can't come. But the minute she realized that even the Rebbe, even the holy Koshetz of Magid wasn't going to give her Yeshua, even he was being completely irrational. Give me all your money and then I'll give you a pidyon for Sky to Fur. And she came to the Akar of Einoy Mavadai, where she was like Gamri Meyuyesh. She chapped, there's no way the Yeshua is going to come unless I daven. When she came to that Akar, that's when the Yeshua came. And that's exactly what the Rebbe was trying to do, to get her to that place. I think could be Eliyahu Navi comes to Avram Yitzchak for Yaakov and he says, you have to do something. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they showed a little tough love. Like the Koshetz and Magid, he says, we're not doing anything. There's nothing for us to do. Because it's true, Klal Yisrael has the schusim of Avram Yitzchak for Yaakov. But sometimes when you know you have a Heilige Zayde and you know you have a big Rebbe you can go to, and for one ruble you can koif a pinion that's going to bail you out. You know what happens? You stop trusting in who you really have to trust in. And you stop trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, like the holy Koshetz HaMagid, they said, the vice versa, there's nothing I can do. So Elyonov, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, was the last person of him to... What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Is there anyone that chaps? Is there anyone you think that could be Ma'ir Klal Yisrael? He said, yeah, there's one person, his name is Mordechai HaTzadik. He says, go to Mordechai HaTzadik. Let's see if there's something he can do. Maybe Mordechai with his tefillos. Mordechai leich knoises kol ha-yehudim. Maybe there's something he's going to be able to be ma'ir. And if Mordechai HaTzadik is going to be ma'ir, he's going to explain to him what's going on. Tell him Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov are not doing anything. Tell him HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed off on the fate of the Yidden. Explain to him what's tutzach in Shamayim. And maybe he'll chap that it's over. There's no other hope. And aim ben David ba elik shesiyah shemen agulo. Because when there's yish, when you have this no hope anymore, at that point, it's all over. Avi Langer shared with me a dover nifla, b'shem a breast of a mashbia. And that is, he said, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, famous Gemara, daf yud beis amar aleph. The pasuk says, lasso is kirtzoin ish v'ish. Amar Rava said, who's the ish v'ish? Lasso is kirtzoin mordchai v'hama. Mordechai is an ish, the chsiv ish Yehudi Haman, and Haman is an ish, the chsiv ish tsar v'oyev. So this yid, he asked Akashno, he said, how did Rava know that the first ish was Mordechai and the second ish was Haman? Lasu is kirtzoin ish v'ish. Amar Rava, lasu is kirtzoin Mordechai v'Haman. Maybe it's lasu is kirtzoin Haman v'Mordechai. They're both called ish. Ish Yehudi and Ish Tzar V'Oyeh. So how did Rava know that it's Mordechai first and it's Haman second? So he said a davar nifla v'ruyin advarim l'misha amram. He said Mordechai is the Ish, Haman is the V'Ish. He says, you know why? Because Ish stands for Ein Shum Yiyosh. V'Ish is Yiyosh. Oisius Yush. Mordechai understood Einshom Yush. That Yush is Shaloi Midas. And Fakir, that when a Yid feels Miyush, when there's a Gzeir in Shamayim, where it's Mamish at the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already wrote the word Kloya, and when Avram Yitzchak V'Yakiv already said there's nothing we can do, it's all over. If this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and if there's already a Chasima, then it's too late. So you know what Mordechai understood? He said, Fakir. He understood what Rav Tzadik said. That when you feel that it's over, when the Kozhitz and Magid throws you out of his house, unless you give me all your money, so where are you going to go? Ein shum yush faked. It's that matzav of yush that's going to usher in the gula. And that was what Mordechai did. Mordechai, he fashteis the faked. This is when it's going to happen. Mordechai yoda, let me explain and let me be ma'ir klal Yisrael. Mordechai is ish. He's ein shum yush. It's the Lazarus Kitzoyin ish, vi'ish. Who's vi'ish? It's yod aleph vav shin. That's Haman. Baruch Mordechai. When a Yid lives with ancient Yush, that's Baruch. Abba Ar Haman. Yush is Har. Yush is Shaloi Midas.